2016 is here. What's your New Year's resolution? Still looking for an idea? Jake's Mint Chew can help you or a loved one by providing an alternative to the nasty habit of dipping tobacco. Jake simulates your ritual of chewing tobacco without the harmful side effects. Its long cut holds the same as smokeless tobacco, but is non-nicotine and tobacco-free because it's made of USDA-certified mint. So order Jake's Mint Chew and get your year off to a healthy start. Purchase online by going to jakesmintchew.com. Jake's Mint Chew. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, whatever you call it, Get Covered Illinois wants you to know that you need to enroll in a health plan before January 31st. Having health insurance is the law. If you don't get coverage, you may have to pay a penalty of $695 or more. Coverage is more affordable than you think. Most people can find monthly premiums for $75 or less. Go to getcoveredillinois.gov or call 866-311-1119 to get free in-person help. That's 866-311-1119. Enroll today.
Little Caesar's premium Detroit-style deep, deep dish pizza with more cheese and pepperoni is our most premium pizza experience. And now, it's even more premium. Just call 1-855-TALK-DEEP and we'll compliment you while you eat it. This premium treatment isn't just for eccentric billionaires. It's for you, with your shiny hair and very kind eyes. That one's on us. Pick up our premium deep, deep dish pizza for just $8 and call 1-855-TALK-DEEP. Hot and ready 4 to 8. Or order anytime, you cool rebel. Only at Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
At participating locations plus tax.
Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, whatever you call it, Get Covered Illinois wants you to know you need to enroll in a health plan before January 31st. Having health insurance is the law. If you don't get coverage, you may have to pay a penalty of $695 or more. Coverage is more affordable than you think. Most people can find monthly premiums for $75 or less. Go to getcoveredillinois.gov or call 866-311-1119 to get free in-person help. That's 866-311-1119. Enroll today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Cub fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Bulls have won 5 straight heading into tonight's game against the Celtics at the UC. The team has also gone 8 straight games, scoring 100 points or more. Jimmy Butler scored 42 and 32 points in his last 2 games, causing fans to wonder if he's the best shooting guard in the game.
Not really.
Now you're asking me.
James Harden.
You wouldn't say yourself, so.
Dwayne Wade.
I just had to be a hater again.
DeMar DeRozan.
Best two guard in the league.
I was joking, by the way.
No.
I want to know what it says now.
Let me get back to y'all now.
All right.
Y'all stop asking me about the best two guard in the league, man. I don't know.
Bulls and Celtics tip tonight at 7. Joakim Noah 50-50 to return for Saturday's game. Artemi Panarin found the back of the net twice in the Blackhawks' 3-1 win over the Pens last night at the UC. The Hawks now trail the Stars for the top spot in the Central Division by just 6 points. Hawks host Buffalo tomorrow night. And despite multiple reports that Bears offensive coordinator Adam Gase either had or had scheduled a second interview with the Eagles, CSN Philly now says that report is not true, saying the team has not scheduled second interviews with any candidates as of yet. Lovie Smith is looking for a job for the second time in 3 years. He was fired by Tampa last night. Offensive coordinator Dirk Cotter is believed to have the inside track for that head coaching job. Detroit's Calvin Johnson released a statement yesterday announcing that he's mulling his retirement. In baseball, Ken Griffey Jr. and Mike Piazza, the only 2 players elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Get Covered Illinois. Go to getcoveredillinois.gov for more details. And listen to Boers and Bernstein tomorrow for your chance to win a trip for two to Clark's Outposts in Ontario's wilderness. This once-in-a-lifetime fishing experience is brought to you by the All Canada Show, Saturday, January 14th through January 17th at Pheasant Run Resort. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you, Julie. Thank you, everybody who listened, everyone who texted, everyone who called the show. We appreciate you. Thanks to all of our guests today, Eric Edholm, Rich Campbell, and Fiery Phil Hirsch. I want to thank you to our producer. Phil was on his money today, Terry. It was hilarious.
Was he good?
He's always good.
Yeah, Phil was good, and he's got his new website that he's launching, so we sent people there as well. I retweeted it if you want to go to at Jason1Golf or at SpiegelandGolf or at Lawrence W. Holmes. Thank you to our producers, Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, Kevin Zipak. You guys are the best. Brian Gertz was out today sick. We hope you get better, Brian. Thank you to everybody who watched on Watch670thescore.com. And once again, thank you to Julie DeCaro for doing all of our updates. Tomorrow, Lawrence,
We got
Hub Arkish, we got Greg Gabriel, and we got Patrick Manley. So we'll be
a lot of football.
Yeah, we'll be doing a football Friday tomorrow, even though
freeze his ass.
It's down to zero.
Hub's at Minnesota.
Westwood.
Good luck with that, bro.
Polar vortex for Hub.
But you know what you could do? You can go over to the Brand House, the Under Armour Brand House. You see that coat that was in? Oh, you guys didn't get a chance to be there.
I went over there and I started running. So I went and got some outdoor winter running.
They got a coat over there. That's a grand that apparently an Under Armour executive took off like half a year and climbed to the top of a mountain with this.
Careful, it's like the North Face guy. North Face guy ended up dead.
Well, he lost like four toes. Yeah, like this dude
just lost him somewhere along the way.
He froze his toes off, but they had like this $1,000 coat that he did it in, and he stayed warm. So maybe we can get Hub that $1,000 coat.
The shoes,
right? Stay away from the shoes. Right. He probably just wore like sandals up there.
All I know is that when you're standing around for 3.5 hours, 7 below to 12 below, or it's 15 to 20 now. Damn cold for Horny Hub.
does it numb you up though? Like after about half an hour?
No.
I know I've been outside for some cold days. My days working at Frank's Nursery and Craft right there on Dempster and Dodge in the plaza. My first job was unloading and loading Christmas trees during the Christmas season. So it'd be like 120 trees a day.
Yeah, but aren't there like the hornet's nests and raccoons?
All that inside of them? Yeah. And then you get the sap and the things, the little prickly things sticking you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Hit the music.
Yeah, almost. Yeah.
Almost. That's who I work with.
The little prickly thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, 120, like 120 to 150 trees a day during the Christmas season. And then some idiot would give you like $1 and be like, hey, thank you for doing this, putting this on my station wagon. Yeah,
just say thank you. Right, don't even give me the money.
Don't give me $1. Get out of my face.
That sounds like the guys at the grocery stores or the warehouses that unload bananas. And they're constantly warned about this one particular spider. It's not a tarantula. It's more venomous and
deadly spider.
It's a six foot, seven foot, eight foot
bunch. If you don't get treatment within a certain amount of time, and it's hard to sometimes the bites really it's not a painful bite right away.
So you just fall out.
Right. Exactly.
It's like, that guy was on drugs. He had to be.
And have you heard that we might be losing bananas? I mean, this is another story
entirely.
Are they
going extinct like the elephants?
There's a banana fungus. That's taking out the Cavendish banana. That's the primary source of all the grocery store bananas. They're worried about, and scientists are racing to engineer some kind of fungus-proof
new bananas?
Banana genome. Otherwise, we could be completely out of bananas in 5 years.
Can I have plantains still?
Ooh,
I believe so. Yes,
I like those better than bananas. Anyway, I only buy bananas so they can get like overly ripe on my counter, and then I throw them away. Like I buy bunches of bananas. I do a lot of shopping where I think I'm going to eat it.
Sure.
And I buy it. Like right now, I've got like two packages of strawberries in the crib that have no chance of being eaten. I bought them for New Year's.
They're really expensive right now, too.
They're like $6 for like a little package.
Well, they were in the changeover.
$6 a pound or something like that.
It's weird because of the climate this year. Usually, we've already had the change. change over to the Mexican berries. You look at the Driscoll's company will source it. And blueberries mm-hmm. usually by now are from South America because they're getting into their growing season. So, but it's been weird because I look, sometimes the packages are half South American and half American. Really? Like, where's all this stuff coming from? And everything's really expensive.
I buy a bunch of fruit and I only eat like a little bit of it. Because, you know,
that's what we've heard. You know what you do?
What?
When those bananas go rotten, that's when you make the banana bread.
Yeah, that's your, or, yeah, that's when you're supposed to do that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how to make banana bread.
Well, books. You just,
books. You've got the magic computer in front of you. Type in how to make banana bread.
Will do. Find a book.
Speaking of which, I loved the fantasy genealogy segment you guys did today.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking I'm going to have to draft a team of aunts and uncles from Ghana.
It was Cinema Benchum, right. Fantasy style with the blacks. Yeah.
You never know what's going to happen when you go looking for that stuff, and it's already seen some surprises.
Yeah?
Already.
See, but I told him how I was skeptical of that kind of thing, because it's like, I don't want some dude to tell me, yeah, your entire family is, you know, Aboriginal Australian. And I'm like, no, they're not. You're just lying to me. Give me my $100 back.
Well, I've had this conversation with your sister. I don't know if I've ever had the conversation with you. Do you identify as Afro-Latino?
I have no, well, you know what Eric Beverly and I talked about this a long, long time ago when he found out my parents and my whole entire family's from Belize. He's like, oh, you a Mexican.
Like, no.
And I was like, no, I'm not, Eric.
I know what else he said, but we can't.
But you might be, but Mayan or Aztec in that regard, yeah. There's some. Yeah,
my great-grandmother, Granny Vi, Viola Keefe, was like, almost full Mayan Indian, and you look at any of my grandfather's pictures, like he looks like a Native American. Mm-hmm. So, and the first slaves were taken to the
diaspora. Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, I just, you know, my last name is Goff, so that's I think there's like some British stuff there.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah. So I have no idea what the hell I am. I just want chicken.
We'll find out when we go to Belize.
Chicken and beer.
We'll track it down.
Just get this man some chicken.
Yeah, chicken, beer, Crown Royal, sports.
I've been trying to figure out what would happen in Tampa. I've been talking to some people. I don't.
Christopher Columbus, his ass.
Brutus got him.
I'm going to tell you this. This is here. Here is what I have learned. The Lovey Smith lesson here. Watch your ass.
That's right.
They hired that man a year ago.
Dirt Cutter tomorrow. Came in.
It's
and
not just because the best I can tell was a well orchestrated pincer movement.
A coup
between Jason Light.
Wait, hold on now. Okay. You can't call him that.
Jason Light was his guy.
Okay.
Yeah. His hand-picked guy. Nominal GM, the guy to shuffle papers around mm-hmm. to get him his personnel, mm-hmm. and Jason Light's feeling himself a little bit.
Wait till
okay?
they get a load of me.
So then, right. So now you've got a perfect storm where you have an ambitious offensive coordinator who starts floating it. They're like, well, maybe I've got this empowered rookie quarterback who's now in my pocket, and I'm going to put it out there that there's some team sniffing around. You've got a unique ownership group of weirdos.
They can't wait to fire
people. And Jason Light's got the ear of
that's
Joel Glazer. But no, but I mean, even it's all passed down from Malcolm to his creepy children. So this was an ideal situation. He got Lovey.
He got.
He turned around and nobody was on his.
Never you know what saw it coming.
It's training day when Denzel looks around at all the Damus and is like, wait a minute. Y'all going to do this to me? That's exactly what happened.
You'll be playing basketball in Pelican Bay.
Yeah, they did that to him.
He never saw it coming.
And the offensive improvement, that was the fifth. By the end of the season, that was the fifth rated offense. By the end of the season, they were 30th. Under Greg Schiano. So he cleaned up his mess.
Jameis can play.
He got Jameis. Jameis kept his nose clean
Jameis
for the year.
Jameis can play politics, too, it looks like.
But I think...
See which way the wind is blowing.
See, uh-huh. But I think more so than that is they saw the growth, and they're going with an offensive guy. I don't know if... I think because Jameis... You know, Lovey stumped for Jameis being the pick. Mm-hmm. He did. So I don't know if
he didn't have to stump for it. He was his pick.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I don't know if in 1 year.
But see, the problem becomes when you bring in a guy that's supposed to be your GM, and if you end up treating him like he's your GM, that once that guy gets an opportunity.
Well, it's part of it. It's not fun to go to league meetings with other GMs and think that you're there as somebody's bobo and everybody knows it.
Winter meetings.
Wherever you are, wherever you are, and nobody really believes that you're a true GM, but you're holding the title, man. That's and
how about those White Sox?
this guy, Jason Light's been around the block a few times, and this was
But you know what though, when you do that, I mean, if every hell, if we're talking about it, that means other people in the league are talking about it. So if you do that, you better win.
Yeah, but
because if you don't win, if you don't win, then you're going to have that reputation. And Dirk Cutter as well, because in Atlanta...
Yeah, he's pretending Dirk Cutter is just like, oh, I don't know.
Just on my way to Miami. I don't know what's going on.
I'm just doing what's best for my family.
Well, he did this in Atlanta, too, because when Mike Smith had the hot seat and Mike Nolan was the guy that everybody was talking about getting the job, Dirk Cutter was like, well, I don't know if you guys look at the improvement of one Julio Jones. And you see what I did with no running game. Dirk Cutter couldn't wait to go on local airwaves and say, hey, I'm a pretty damn good offensive coordinator, even though we're losing.
But Arthur Blank is smarter. Say whatever you want about him. But Arthur Blank, compared to the Glazers, is you're talking about a different animal.
All right. This segment is brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com. Also, the shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Join the Chicago Wolves for craft beer night on Friday, January 15th at Allstate Arena at 7 o'clock.
Terry, are you guys going to be spending a lot of time talking about Lovie Smith today?
Some, I guess. I mean, I kind of... You know, it was going to happen sooner or later anyway, because he can't really put together an offense that stays. And you were bad enough to get the best quarterback.
But the way that it happened is pretty fascinating.
They found themselves after week 12 in the playoff hunt at 6-6.
6-6.
And then what happened? They played the Bears and lost, and they kept losing and losing losing.
And this is not one of those cases that certain people can hold on to, because I'll be honest with you, like I've heard. The stuff about, you know, true progress, especially when we talk about African-American coaching candidates, is being able to fail again. You know, it's not just getting the first job, but it's getting the second job. And that shows real progress. Like with Mike Tomlin, you know, Mike Tomlin is on the hot seat damn near every year until he gets into the playoffs
with
two Super Bowl rings. Exactly. You look at Herm Edwards, who never really got a job after the second one with Kansas City. But the true progress, as much as I talk about the Rooney Rule, that's what people who are really talking about this in a larger scope.
So does Lovie get a third chance?
I think with the way that this went down,
players respect him too.
He's going to have to earn his way back to it, though. Lovie's going to have to do something that he doesn't want to do, and that's go back to being a DC again.
Yeah, but who's going to hire that defense?
His system, His system might be tad.
Who still runs the
antiquated.
Cover two solely?
Minnesota.
Everybody runs cover two.
Minnesota runs it.
Mike Zimmer runs that. Okay.
Primarily, yeah.
Mike Zimmer runs that. See, but that's. Oh, hold on, though, because Xavier Rhodes and.
Bears run the cover no one.
I thought Xavier. Yeah, right. I thought Xavier Rhodes and Trey Waynes were man up corners.
They are, and they're moving away from that.
And Harrison Smith is man up safety.
But that's where that's kind of still their base. Okay. They're still a base cover two team.
Okay.
But they still play around with it, you know, because you got guys to do it, especially with Rhodes.
Looking at Lovie's record.
I mean, that third one is a little tricky to get that third job.
Yeah.
That's a little...
Mike Shanahan.
Yeah.
He's asking everybody for a job.
What the hell is that? Like, what? And then you're going to bring your kid who's going to alienate everybody?
That's what he does.
I mean...
Well, Lovie did the same thing. That was part of the problem, too.
But Lovie's kid was a quality control guy and then just got a secondary job. Kyle Shanahan was kind of given the crown as the prince of offense coming up. Coach Smith. You don't want to do this right now.
Well, I can call him that now. Well, wait. I guess I can because he's not.
Lovie's kid used to tell people to call him Coach Smith when he was the quality control guy.
Yeah, and I told him I don't call your dad that, so I'm not calling you that.
But now...
Damn.
Well, and that, I might vote that down then, that third chance.
The Smith-Holmes feud dating back to 2004.
If somebody asks to be called coach, it's one of the things that bothers me about the cooking shows. Yes, chef. Yes, chef. Okay, chef. It's not a doctor. The guy's name is Steve. Call him Steve. I don't care if he went to Cordon Bleu. You know, yes, chef. Anybody you want? You actually want to be called chef? Come on. Better call him Shep.
If you call him Shep, you damn well better be from Cold City and have the most talent in this damn room. That's what I say if you don't call him Shep.
What? Is there a different Shep?
Oh, see?
Oh.
Take your shots. Take your shots, Shep. I mean, everybody gets a little taste
Surprise
of Terry.
The old man heard you.
Oh. Everybody gets a little taste of Terry. Yes, all right, I'm done. That's still available.
I'm done.
I'm taking numbers.
The shift change was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Join the Chicago Wolves for craft beer night on Friday, January 15th at Allstate Arena at 7 o'clock. Matt Miller. Taylor, he's got his draft board out because I've seen two of them now.
Good. I think he can help us.
He's got his top 300 that I was looking at yesterday, so you guys can talk about that at 2 o'clock. Second half, you've got Greg Gabriel. You've got Who You Crapping. Ooh, and tomorrow, Friday Funk. I'm teasing stuff for tomorrow as well. The Boys and Bernstein Show coming up for the next 4 hours and 42 minutes. Lawrence, we'll do this again tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
All right, the Spiegel and Goff Show. Lawrence Holmes filling in again for Matt Spiegel tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening to 670 The Score.
There's more Boers and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. The typical New Year's resolution goes something like this. I vow to exercise more, to lose weight, to drink less, to be a better dad. They're all good. My list is a little different. I resolved to ignore the Heisman Trophy. Any luster the award might have still had went away when the blowhards who run the Heisman Trust couldn't figure out that Navy's Keenan Reynolds would have given the award ceremony credibility it hasn't had for years. Bye-bye Heisman. I resolved not to pay attention to golf in the Olympics. No sport should be in the Olympics if winning a gold medal isn't the pinnacle of achievement in that sport. That certainly includes tennis and might include basketball, because most NBA players would just as soon take a pass. Finally, I resolved to not rip the NCAA basketball committee. Just kidding. I'm John Feinstein.
Everyone knows Schneider is a great place to start a truck driving career, but I bet you didn't know this. Schneider has nearly 5,000 drivers with more than 1 million consecutive safe miles. Proof that Schneider is more than a starter company. Schneider offers tremendous opportunity for experienced truck drivers with a wide variety of flexible work configurations and ongoing growth opportunities. Your experience will fit in perfectly with Schneider's 80 years of industry leadership. See how and apply at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, whatever you call it, Get Covered Illinois wants you to know that you need to enroll in a health plan before January 31st. Having health insurance is the law. If you don't get coverage, you may have to pay a penalty of $695 or more. Coverage is more affordable than you think. Most people can find monthly premiums for $75 or less. Go to GetCoveredIllinois.gov or call 866-311-1119 to get free in-person help. That's 866-311-1119. Enroll today.
Little Caesars premium Detroit-style deep, deep dish pizza with more cheese and pepperoni is our most premium pizza experience. And now it's even more premium. Just call 1-855-TALK-DEEP and we'll compliment you while you eat it. This premium treatment isn't just for eccentric billionaires. It's for you with your shiny hair and very kind eyes. That one's on us. Pick up our premium deep, deep dish pizza for just $8 and call 1-855-TALK-DEEP. Hot and ready 4 to 8 or order anytime, you cool rebel. Only at Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
At participating locations plus tax.
Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, whatever you call it, Get Covered Illinois wants you to know you need to enroll in a health plan before January 31st. Having health insurance is the law. If you don't get coverage, you may have to pay a penalty of $695 or more. Coverage is more affordable than you think. Most people can find monthly premiums for $75 or less. Go to GetCoveredIllinois.gov or call 866-311-1119 to get free in-person help. That's 866-311-1119. Enroll today.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
CBS Wednesday, Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max, I'll be your waitress, because I don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting!
Sorry, Caroline, that's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it, we're done.
Maximize your Wednesday.
Congratulations, you made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back!
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max, I'm Caroline, we're the owners of this store. And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Wednesday.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K for kids.
Boars and Bernstein.
It's showtime, folks.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you several promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can. And keep you informed, entertained, perhaps have a laugh or two along the way, a lot of persistent revving at someone's back door. No, probably so. And this is radio's best combination of
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
I'm Terry Bores.
I'm Dan Bernstein. Matt Miller joins us at 2 o'clock to talk a little scouting, a little NFL, college football.
He's bored.
He's the big board is out. 300 names on there, and yep, I keep buddy. a lot of things that say name, position, Ohio State. That's one thing up and down that board. There's a lot of that. Then
there should be.
Second half at 3:30. Greg Gabriel at 4 or 5 o'clock today.
Hey, buddy.
We'll do.
Who you crapping?
And it's been good of late, so get those e-craps in. And even better, read it yourself.
Whoa.
Do your own work when you call in. Whoa. And entertain us. 312-644-6767 is the number of WSCR The Score. Email us at boresandbernstein at 670thescore.com. It's where you listen to us live.
You digana.
Streaming 670thescore.com. Texting. 6-7-0-1-1, the text zone brought to you by Grossinger. And when you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Boers_Bernstein. You can follow me at Dan_Bernstein. There's BoersandBernstein.com and the radio.com app for your mobile device to bring that show with you, as many of you apparently are. We have seen some data on that, and it's nice to see how many people are enjoying the show via that radio.com app. It was so many people. A significant number of people are doing that, so that's wonderful. Our producers are Matt Abaticola.
Mike, you know that you saw that speech yesterday. That guy's a special man. I don't care if he's 70.
Well, you
he
see,
was the,
when
he
teams.
Was probably the best coach in football. That guy is an amazing, amazing person.
Listen, Morris, but when you. Morris. Stop.
Even the years that.
Goodbye. I can't take it anymore. You give me a headache.
Give me a headache. I love Matt Abaticola. He's our Dale Jr., you know. And right now, just chilling.
That guy really loves Tom Coughlin, doesn't he?
Oh, my God.
Special man. He thinks like the Superman. He's some sort of greater human being.
I never kind of thought of him that way, but okay.
All right. I thought he was a decent enough, hard-ass football coach. Always had a big red outdoor face going for you.
Big red face.
Chris Tannehill.
Mike Piazza gets in with over 83% of the vote.
83.
He's kept it indestruct, though.
Yeah, I was intrigued last night and shocked to see when Lovie Smith got fired. But this one, this is a classic. He got jobbed. He got taken down, and he never saw it coming. Dirk Cutter is apparently
rat bastard.
Well, I don't know. If he's,
is it rat bastard? What are you looking for exactly? I can help you.
He wanted this job, and he said, "Hey, Jason Light, you know, hey, yeah, you tired of being Lovey's caddy? It gotta be no fun for you. Why don't you really take over as GM? Let's go talk to the Glazers. Let's go see what we can do here." Boom. Hey, and it's James in. Yep, James is all good.
Boy, you know, and all of it's well and good, but unless you get the okay, but from the Glazers, and they're so bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have better, you know, you'd have better luck talking to a stone than those people. I mean, they're just, ugh. I thought a couple of years ago, I don't know if somebody, you know, that I might have seen, maybe a hockey team, who knows, were the creepiest. I'm not saying the worst, but the creepiest owners in sports. And let me tell you something, that takes in some territory. But they are creepy.
Yeah, there's always something odd about them.
Oh, my God, always.
And apparently they were willing to listen when somebody came to them with a proposal.
Oh, my God.
Well, put Chris on for a minute.
No.
Scoreboard update.
From the score update.
Hi, Chris.
Yeah. From the score update studio. Hi, Terry.
Hi.
And Dan.
Hello. How you, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
All right. I'm Chris Ronji. Bulls haven't lost since the day after Christmas, and tonight Jimmy Butler in the offense, they're going to try to extend that streak against Boston.
I think everybody just scores the ball well, and we're passing the ball to the open man. You know, it also helps the guys are making shots, but they're all taking the shots that they know that they can make, including myself. Everybody's in here working on their game, so we're taking the shots that we practice.
Well, right now it is working. Tip-off at the United Center tonight at 7. Bears offensive coordinator Adam Gase meeting with the Dolphins today about their head coaching job. Gase is still to talk with the Giants and Browns. Bucks offensive coordinator Dirk Cutter, thought to be the favorite for the head coaching job there after Lovie Smith was fired last night. And Broncos coach Gary Kubiak confirmed today that Peyton Manning will start at quarterback in the playoffs for Denver. College basketball tonight, we've got some on the score. The Illini will take on Michigan State. We have that call here on the score again at 7:30. This update brought to you by Get Covered Illinois. Go to getcoveredillinois.gov for more details. And streaming on the score is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com. I'm Chris Ronji, and you are listening to the new home for the Chicago Cubs. Hear every game next season on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
You know, I suppose we really shouldn't be too shocked at anything that happens, because it's a league of that kind of stuff. It's a league of people who will double-cross you. It's a league of people who
will allow you to fire their staff.
They will allow you to fire every guy that worked for their ass off for them.
Chuck
but
Pagano
they'll keep
did.
Your job as long as you fire these guys.
Yeah, Chuck Pagano did that. He's like, okay, if I'm here, sure, clear them all out.
Wow. So, I mean, it's like, dude, you have no loyalty to anybody around you. There's nothing. I mean,
well, that could have been part of Lovey's downfall. In fact, if some of this, if there had been pressure, because Lovey's known as a guy who would always have his guys and never wanted to be told, you know, move this guy out, move this guy in. You know, that was all the tension with Ron Rivera because it wasn't one of his guys. Mm-hmm. And he ends up installing Bob Babich so he could just have one of his trusted lieutenants there. And maybe it's because he was always nervous about something like this happening, you know?
Bob Babich fired, too.
Yeah, he was.
He fired, too. I mean, it's just like you say, oh, wait a minute, how'd that guy keep his job? And then you look around because his whole staff got fired.
You know what's weird, too, is that immediately people in my Twitter timeline say, well, Bernstein, you're the guy that said it was ridiculous for the Bears to try to fire their veteran head coach to keep their sought-after offensive coordinator, and that's exactly what happened in Tampa. Well, it's not exactly that. It's there was a lot more going on than that. Because you didn't have a relationship between the head coach and the general manager right. like you have here. They're entirely different circumstances. It so happens that those are the moving puzzle pieces mm-hmm. are the same, but for very different reasons in a completely different environment. Different ownership environment, different general managerial environment, different locker room environment. So it's not an apt comparison whatsoever. Although people say, see, they can do it. The Bears should do it too to keep Gase. No,
that's not what, no.
No, they shouldn't, and they won't.
I just find, I don't know why this year, and I guess each one that's in front of you, the most immediate, you sort of look at it and you go, none of these head coaches have anything. They'll let them fire your offensive coordinator, the defensive coordinator. Oh, go ahead, sure. Am I okay? Yeah, you're okay. Yeah, then fire them all. Fire them all. I'm okay, though, right? Yeah, you're okay. Then you're all fired. Okay. I mean, there were days when coaches wouldn't, if you're going to fire, you're going to fire me too then. If you're going to fire my defensive coordinator or pull my offensive coordinator on, fire him, then I'm fired too. Then I'm leaving.
And certainly in basketball, you know, it's just known that you don't cross that line.
Hell no.
You never go to a head coach and say, you know, your guys have to go.
Right.
Because almost every time the NBA coach is going to say no, then I'm out too. I'm not going to operate with spies because they always think now you're setting me up because now you're going to have your guys, your handpicked guys in there who are going to be reporting to you. And the players start to know there's divided loyalties and the players start making sure that they say some things to some coaches and some things to others. If you don't have that top down arrangement where they know where everybody in that locker room knows that these guys are all loyal to coach
yep.
and some guys are loyal to the guy above coach and some guy might be having lunch with the owner, then you're screwed.
Well, you know, and the thing is, you're right. You should be. There should be a sense of camaraderie and loyalty, at least amongst the coaches. I mean, the players are always there, fungible here. They're there everywhere. They sign, they go, they get all that. Okay, fine. But I've never seen so many guys just willing to say, oh, yeah, offensive coordinator, yeah, go ahead, fire. Defensive coordinator, yeah, take him too. Defensive back, sure, fire him too. I mean, I've just never, you know, it's like, is it that damn important to you? Is it really... That way that you're going to allow somebody else to take the blame or at least make it appear, well, you know what, it wasn't his fault. We're keeping him, but boy, these other guys, they got to go. Like, he doesn't have a say. Like, he's not actually coaching anything. He's got a tremendous say.
Well, and it was the opposite. If you heard John Fox, when people are lamenting the fact that Adam Gase is probably leaving, he said, wait a second here. This is our system. It's not one guy. It doesn't leave. And I actually admired his defensiveness there yes. because that was a defensive-minded coach in the football defensive sense, not in the generalized defensive sense.
Right.
It was a defensive-minded coach saying, it was almost taking bristling a little bit at this idea that he has absolutely nothing to do with the success or failure of the offense.
Right.
And we certainly have seen the failure of some of the clock management stuff. But he said, wait, he made it very clear this is his team. And even though there was somebody else coordinating the offense, that he's still the authority on what happens with the offense. He said, we have systems in place here. So I like that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he probably had his fill of people saying, oh, boy, if he goes, the Bears are going to be paralyzed offensively again. I mean, he's not dumb, whatever it is with him. But some things, yeah, kind of dumb, but clock management, some other things he could use some help with. But when it comes to coaching a team, he's not. And he you know... He did bristle at it. It's like, wait a minute, what? We don't do anything of that. If so, I mean, to me, it's like it's saying to me, look, if he leaves, you're going to fall apart. This thing's just going nowhere. This offense is going nowhere. He leaves, this thing is going nowhere. I don't think that's true.
I don't either. And John Fox said, well, wait a second here. Yeah. We'll be fine. There's a way we do things, and we'll keep doing things.
He knows every coach he could find, too. So it's not like they don't know it or he has never seen it before. Gase has done it several places. Fox knows exactly what it is, how to do it. So, no, I don't think it's going to fall apart. I guess the guy that comes in and gets it done to at least some sense of satisfaction, not necessarily that it was the most overpowering offense you've ever seen. You didn't have enough pieces to do that. But at least it would look like a real NFL offense again in terms of how you manage a clock. You got the plays in. You got everything done fairly smoothly 98% of the time. Everything looked better. But that doesn't mean that if Adam Gase leaves and takes his concepts and his ideas and his toolbox of concepts elsewhere, that this offense is going to fall apart. I don't think that.
He's Terry Bores. I'm Dan Bernstein. Top of the hour, Matt Miller with a bunch of stuff. His big board is out, and there's all kinds of football news. There's injuries, there's things, and he always has information for you and makes you a smarter football fan. This is the top of the hour on The Score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, whatever you call it, Get Covered Illinois wants you to know that you need to enroll in a health plan before January 31st. Having health insurance is the law. If you don't get coverage, you may have to pay a penalty of $695 or more. Coverage is more affordable than you think. Most people can find monthly premiums for $75 or less. Go to getcoveredillinois.gov or call 866-311-1119 to get free in-person help. That's 866-311-1119. Enroll today.
Little Caesar's premium Detroit-style deep, deep dish pizza with more cheese and pepperoni is our most premium pizza experience. And now, it's even more premium. Just call 1-855-TALK-DEEP and we'll compliment you while you eat it. This premium treatment isn't just for eccentric billionaires. It's for you, with your shiny hair and very kind eyes. That one's on us. Pick up our premium deep, deep dish pizza for just $8 and call 1-855-TALK-DEEP. Hot and ready 4 to 8. Or order anytime, you cool rebel. Only at Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
At participating locations plus tax.
Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, whatever you call it, Get Covered Illinois wants you to know that you need to enroll in a health plan before January 31st. Having health insurance is the law. If you don't get coverage, you may have to pay a penalty of $695 or more. Coverage is more affordable than you think. Most people can find monthly premiums for $75 or less. Go to getcoveredillinois.gov or call 866-311-1119 to get free in-person help. That's 866-311-1119. Enroll today.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Do you need vision insurance because you're retired or your employer doesn't offer vision insurance? VSP Direct provides affordable individual vision plans direct to you. You'll see great savings and experience the lowest out-of-pocket cost in vision care. VSP Direct covers an eye exam, glasses, contacts, and more. Call 855-401-1432 to start your path to better vision. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
CBS Thursdays.
What are you doing?
I'm wondering why he was murdered by someone he knew.
Sherlock Holmes is always methodical.
It's all terribly interesting if one simply paid attention.
Often skeptical.
I never guess. We observe and then we deduce.
And frequently insightful.
I'm an expert on poisons, but there is nothing quite so toxic as guilt.
I'm gonna find you, I'm gonna catch you. But never typical.
He's a criminal genius.
And do you think you're just gonna find him just like that? Well, of course you do.
Elementary. Thursdays, only CBS.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Let me make this clear. I mean, our systems are our systems. They're not any individual systems. They're our systems. So our systems aren't changing, offense, defense, or special teams. And that's, you tweak and you grow and you adjust. I mean, you have to do that in this league because it's a fluid league. There's trends and things that happen and things you have to react to. Regardless of what they are, that's all part of coaching. But I think one of the hard things about being a new staff is introducing those systems, and they won't change.
Systems of football.
That was John Fox from the press conference the other day. I think he made it pretty damn clear about everything for those who think, well, okay, is there any way we can fire him and or do it and put Adam, make Adam Gase the coach? No. I mean, he's been doing this. He did it with the Broncos.
Yeah, I'm glad I heard that. I'm glad I heard that again.
Because yeah, pretty clear, wasn't it?
That's pretty clear. Like, hey, wait a second here. I'm the head coach, yep. And I matter.
Yep. That's what he was saying. That's what he was saying. And he didn't let him fire any of his assistants either. Go ahead, take what you want. I don't care. Am I okay?
As long as I'm okay.
Yeah. Hell yeah, then fire everybody. Okay. Do I get to hire more? No. We'll do it. But yeah, I like Adam Gase a lot, and I wish him luck. I think he's odds-on favorite to land one of the gigs, and that's great. But John Fox has seen, he knows what it is. He knows exactly what it is, and the guy he brings in will know exactly what it is.
Yeah, and if you're trying to compare the Tampa situation to the Bears situation in any way, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
When you actually look at how this happened and what the state of the team was, that the fact that they have a rookie quarterback instead of a 32-year-old quarterback,
mm-hmm.
and that I don't know if Dirk Koetter actually had interest elsewhere. I don't know about this. He's the one that started floating the stuff.
I never saw his name affiliated with anybody.
I didn't either. But if it worked internally to kind of say, hey, you know, you might lose me. I don't know. I could go elsewhere. Jameis really likes me. And then he's telling him. You know, he's saying to Jason, like, hey, you know, Jason, this is an opportunity for you here. You know, you don't have to be Lovey's caddy anymore. Why don't we go talk to the Glazers and see what we can do here? And then for those who were concerned that they fired Smith via phone call, I saw that too. They did, according to ProFootballTalk.com,
mm-hmm.
they weren't intending to fire Lovey via phone. But they called him to let him know about a meeting they wanted to have. And Lovey's not an idiot, and he started asking questions. What meeting? And what are we what are we doing here? Let's. Is there something you need to tell me? It's sort of somebody on Twitter said are you breaking up with me? Phone right. call where Lovey pushed it and pushed it and pushed it. Essentially said, I'm not going to this meeting. We don't have to have a meeting. We're going to do this. Let's do this. It's not like they just cavalierly called him up and said you're fired. Because Lovey sniffed it out. But he should have sniffed it out a little earlier. I don't know what he could have done, but
I don't either. I'm thinking about this. I don't know what he could have done either. If you're going to allow it as an owner, you have no chance then. If those two idiots are going to allow it, then what are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
It's up to your owner to say, come on.
Yeah, and that's the problem with allowing a coach to hire a general manager, too. You know, that's yep. you, Some guys will say, yeah, I need the work. I like the title. I'll figure this out. And then you start to sniff around, and the guys get opportunistic, and they say, wait a second. Rookie quarterback, ambitious coordinator who's willing to do some of this. This could be my shot. And Jason made a good point during transition. Yep. It better work. Because Jason Light, maybe he figured this was his last best chance, because you're going to be persona non grata when it becomes this obvious to people around the league, unless you've got an angel somewhere who's going to give you the hookup, that's the kind of guy who will look you in the eye and stab you in the back.
Yeah, the whole league, if they don't already know it, will. That's the kind of thing that you don't hide. You know what I mean? You can think you did a nice job of hiding. No, they'll find out. They'll find out. So you're right. He better succeed. And I don't know that they will. Don't know that they won't. But I just think it's, there's a lot of weird stuff. You know, you had all these guys that everybody thought were fired, right? And then they're not fired. And then the guy you thought would never, he was never mentioned. Nobody ever mentioned that Lovie Smith was on any kind of hot seat. Nothing about him at all.
There's another odd football confluence for me today. I don't know if anybody else saw this. Shannon Ryan wrote a terrific piece basically pointing out how anachronistic cheerleaders are. Just the idea of this is like, come on. And I get it. I'm sure she's right. On an intellectual level, when you actually think about it, there's no good counter argument. She's 100% right. And then after I read this, like if I actually looked right in my timeline, came an official officially on the website of the Houston Texans with a video, and I don't know if you saw this, it's like a 1 minute video of the Texans cheerleaders doing a celebratory dance for having made the playoffs.
I did not.
You talk about cognitive dissonance. You talk about on one level, I'm trying to articulate this the best I can, on one level, understanding intellectually, of course she's right, that the idea of having scantily clad women gyrating on the sidelines as sex objects is completely ridiculous and probably morally wrong, right? I don't think there's a counter-argument. But then that video popped out, and I was there with like, holy crap, that's unbelievable. And so you have this, the reptile brain on the one hand, and then the actual cerebral cortex that surrounds it on the other hand, and they're just battling it out. And your head is like, yeah, she's completely right, but look at that. You know, are you supposed to pretend that you're not enjoying looking at that? You know, so it's like, I know it's probably not good for a corporation that's saying these things about women to parade out these women to have people look at them. But oh my God, look at that! They're barely wearing anything, and they're very excited, and there's a lot of them, and that's quite a thing. So it was just one of these juxtapositions that you're trying to deal with, and you just want to close the computer and say, I don't know.
I'll take a look. Yeah, well, I'll have to take a look.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
I'll have to take a look. I did enjoy the piece, and I'm with her. I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying, but I don't even think about him at all. I really don't. I mean, unless you're at the game, and I guess you could then, and the mounting people at that last Bears game, good thing there were no cheerleaders, there's nobody there. But I mean, it doesn't really do anything for me. Maybe I'll look at this dance. This will do something for me.
Oh, it'll do something dance. For you. It will. And whether it's probably morally wrong to enjoy it, but there's
reprehensible or just wrong.
I don't know. Because I feel bad. She makes me feel guilty, and she's right. And I probably it's a guilty pleasure, but it doesn't make it not a pleasure.
Right.
I mean, there's like 20 unbelievably hot women gyrating and mugging for the camera. And so I guess I can't not appreciate what it looks like, even if I know it's probably wrong to have it officially sanctioned and sent out by an NFL team, put on their website and pushed out via the team's social media. So I'm just thinking, oh God, I don't know. I know it's wrong. It's bad. And when she talks about why aren't there men cheerleading or dancing, the players are.
Yeah. You don't need them.
You don't need a male dance team when you got Odell Beckham. You don't need a male dance team when you got Cam Newton. They're all doing choreographed dance moves.
They are.
They're all dabbing. Sometimes the players are better dancers than the dance teams.
Off times.
Right. You're getting plenty of that.
Off times, that's the case. Dabbing. I love dabbing. Yeah, I saw it and I thought, well, I get it. I mean, I there's never a second I've spent missing the Honey Bears.
Yeah, but to bring up the Honey Bears, that was a different reason. Virginia McCaskey got rid of the Honey Bears because the Honey Bears, as part and parcel of their employment, were regularly impaling themselves on players.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And wouldn't stop.
Yep.
And it was creating all sorts of problems. And I can't say that that's something that's happened to other teams. See, my thing with the NFL cheerleaders is I don't know why any woman wants to do that. It's really hard work for almost no money. They're paid. It's like slave labor. I don't know what the upside is, what you get out of that. I don't know where the professional satisfaction comes in the work hours, the practice hours, what you're subjected to with dietary restrictions. I remember we read all that stuff in the Buffalo Bills and how they use calipers to measure their body fat and all this stuff. So
yeah, I don't know if they think they're going to get another job or if there's some entertainment thing or that somebody will spot them. Because you're right. I mean, they fought for more money and that's a loser. That's a loser.
Yeah, I don't know who says this is something I want to do with my life when the actual job sounds horrible.
Yeah, they have like, what, 300 or 400 or 500 people sometimes. Women come out for those jobs, though, don't they?
Yes.
I mean, that's I you know what you'd have to do? You'd have to ask one of them.
I guess we could.
Why are you here?
Yeah, why do you?
Why do you, again, I'm sure someone would come back year after year after year, but told, no, go away. I mean, I don't know. Has any of it been discovered onto great success? Is there something that's waiting for in the pot of gold, waiting for one of them? Not to my knowledge.
Look at if anybody's parlayed a stint. There's some that have. I'm sure we could go back. And look, Cheryl Burton was a Honey Bear.
She was.
I don't know that helped her career as a newswoman.
I don't think so.
But the Honey Bears, they got rid of the Honey Bears not because they thought it was bad to objectify women, because it was bad because of what the extracurricular behaviors were, and they thought that there were some issues popping up. So, but yeah, she's on the right side of history without question, and I'm sure that in my lifetime the NFL will do away with cheerleaders. I would bet you on that. But it doesn't mean that Texans video wasn't a thing. Oh, God. I think TMZ had it. It was in their Twitter feed, too. Matt Miller joins us next, talking football on The Score.
Starting this spring, we are your new radio home for Cubs baseball. Listen in as Madden, Bryant, Rizzo, Arrieta, and the guys are joined by Hayward, Zobrist, and Lackey to make another run at history. And it all unfolds here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, your new radio home for Cubs baseball.
Strike three, call. Cubs win. What a finish.
2016 is here. What's your New Year's resolution? Still looking for an idea? Jake's Mint Chew can help you or a loved one by providing an alternative to the nasty habit of dipping tobacco. Jake simulates your ritual of chewing tobacco without the harmful side effects. Its long cut holds the same as smokeless tobacco, but is non-nicotine and tobacco-free because it's made of USDA-certified mint. So order Jake's Mint Chew and get your year off to a healthy start. Purchase online by going to jakesmintchew.com. Jake's Mint Chew. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, whatever you call it, Get Covered Illinois wants you to know that you need to enroll in a health plan before January 31st. Having health insurance is the law. If you don't get coverage, you may have to pay a penalty of $695 or more. Coverage is more affordable than you think. Most people can find monthly premiums for $75 or less. Go to GetCoveredIllinois.gov or call 866-311-1119 to get free in-person help. That's 866-311-1119. Enroll today.
Little Caesars premium Detroit-style deep, deep dish pizza with more cheese and pepperoni is our most premium pizza experience. And now it's even more premium. Just call 1-855-TALK-DEEP and we'll compliment you while you eat it. This premium treatment isn't just for eccentric billionaires. It's for you with your shiny hair and very kind eyes. That one's on us. Pick up our premium deep, deep dish pizza for just $8 and call 1-855-TALK-DEEP. Hot and ready 4 to 8. Or order anytime, you cool rebel. Only at Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
At participating locations plus tax.
Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, whatever you call it, Get Covered Illinois wants you to know you need to enroll in a health plan before January 31st. Having health insurance is the law. If you don't get coverage, you may have to pay a penalty of $695 or more. Coverage is more affordable than you think. Most people can find monthly premiums for $75 or less. Go to getcoveredillinois.gov or call 866-311-1119 to get free in-person help. That's 866-311-1119. Enroll today.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service.